is Congressman Tom Latham, who is our congressman from this district. So I'm one of his constituents. He's done an outstanding job of representing us in the United States Congress, and he's been a strong supporter of renewable fuels. I'm really proud to introduce my congressman, Tom Latham, from this district.
Very good. Thank you very much, Governor, for the invitation to be with you here today. And since you're my constituents, I can tell you what to do, I guess. And anyway, and also all of you for being here in this this beautiful building. And it means so much as far as internationally and how important this place is. But, Governor, this is a great initiative. And as you know, the entire Iowa congressional delegation has joined the governor to request that EPA come to Iowa for this field hearing. However, the administration seems to think that the most appropriate venue to have a field hearing on their flawed decision to restrict the use of renewable fuels was actually within the Beltway, just miles from the White House. I believe a better way to decide public policy is to look to the people of the Midwest directly in the eye and listen to the actual real-life impacts that this unfortunate and misguided proposal will have on rural America. The administrator of the EPA is not with us today, but I hope that she and President Obama will do the courtesy of listening to your views expressed and making the changes that are needed. If they were here today, I feel confident that they would hear that Iowans are very disappointed and perplexed by their decisions. It is clear to me the, quote, inside the Beltway policymakers do not understand the full repercussions of their actions. The renewable fuel standard is a critical tool to implement the all-of-the-above energy strategy and approach to energy production that will lead us away from our dependence on foreign oil, lower prices the Americans pay at the pump, and help ensure our country's energy and economic independence. I would hope that we could remind the President that he campaigned in Iowa as a friend of ethanol, and it now appears that he may be more concerned about how the major oil companies are going to view his legacy as President. This decision is a step backward for the environment, a step backward for rural economic development, a step backward for lower prices at the pump, a step backward for the Midwest corn growers, a step backward for our soybean producers. And if he spent more time in rural Iowa, the President might realize that if you take too many steps backwards in an Iowa pasture, without knowing why or where you're going, you may just step in something. And it's very unpleasant. And with this misguided new policy, I do firmly believe the administration has really stepped in it. I want to make clear that this is not a partisan issue. If you're one of the thousands of hardworking Iowans employed because of the renewable fuel industry, this isn't about political affiliation. It's about your livelihood. If you're one of the thousands of Iowans who farm the land or make your living from those who do, the price of corn falling below the cost of production is not a matter of political philosophy. If you believe the future energy lies not only in corn-based ethanol, but in the next generation of bioenergy production, this is about more than a bureaucratic mistake. Just as biodiesel has achieved commercial-scale production nationwide, just as we have ethanol plants coming online that use crop residue to create fuel, just when we have a municipal waste ethanol plant up and running in Florida, just when investment is moving toward the development of the next generation of biofuels, the administration wants to pull the rug out from all of those plans and expectations. It just doesn't make good sense. The administration's proposal not only limits the potential growth of the industry, but actually nonsensically rolls back the current production levels. If we want to move to the next level of energy production, we are never going to get there by taking huge steps backwards. To quote a study put out by the Center for Agricultural Development at Iowa State University, quote, however, it would be difficult to interpret EPA's proposed fundamental shift in policy as anything except a reduction in overall support of biofuels, however nuanced one might want to interpret the intent of this proposed rule, end quote. It's up to those of you who are most dramatically and directly impacted by this fundamental shift of policy against biofuels to tell your stories and make your views heard. Again, thank you very much for the chance, Governor, to be with you today. This is an extraordinarily important issue, one for the for our country, for our future, and one that I wish some folks in Washington were here to hear today. So thank you very much.